All right, Josh Portis is going to join us now. He is a quarterback from California University of Pennsylvania, also played for the Gators and Maryland. 6'3", 211 pounds at the combine, ran a 4.62. And Josh, you know, as I talk to every prospect that goes through this draft process, it's crazy. There's ups and downs. It's very emotional, and it's a lot of hard work, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, it's a grueling process. It's a process where it's about, you know, takes about 3 months and working out every day, grinding and trying to get better as a football player. And it's an intense process to go through to different teams and answer questions as best as you can. And it's just real intense. And it's actually a fun process because it's a one-in-a-lifetime experience.
You've gone through the combine. You had a pro day. You were part of Pitt's pro day this past Tuesday. You know, talk about the differences between those two. Obviously, the combine, you're bringing in every prospect for the NFL draft, being poked and prodded and taken to different meetings. Pro day's kind of a little more organized, which is maybe better for you and the players from Pitt. Talk about the differences between the combine and your pro day.
Think about the combine is, you know, you got every prospect in America and you're not the only, you know, it's not 10 players there. You know, you got to, you know, show in front of everybody, you know, on national television, on NFL Network, and it's more, obviously a little bit more pressure on you to perform well and everybody's looking at you and you have all the teams there. Pro Day is actually a little bit different where you, there's about 10 prospects there and as a quarterback, everybody's watching, you know, all the scouts, all 28 scouts out at the Pitts Pro Day was watching, and basically you got to perform again, but it's just you're the only quarterback. And so, you know, I think I did a pretty good job at preparing and getting myself ready for both of those events.
Do teams look at you? Are they viewing you, and do you want to play quarterback at the next level, or are you willing to change positions maybe to wide receiver?
I think teams I feel look at me as a quarterback. Obviously, my athletic ability, they kind of see a little receiver from here and there. But mainly, you know, I have no problem, playing another position. But, you know, quarterback is, you know, what I play, and I love playing that position.
Josh Portis is joining us here on the Sports Animal, quarterback from California University of Pennsylvania, and you know, a developmental project. You were at Pitt's pro day, part of their pro day, and as a quarterback you got to throw to one of the top receivers in the draft in Jonathan Baldwin. Before we get back to you, what was your impression of throwing to Baldwin?
Baldwin, you know, he's about 6'3", 6'4". He can move, he can catch everything that you throw to him. He's a pretty big target, so he'll be a good use to the quarterbacks at the next level. You can find him real easy, and I think he has a pretty bright career ahead of him.
You know, when we look at you and we go back to the combine, and you know, so many people make a big deal, not just the play on the field and going through the drills and going through the 40 and the bench press and whatnot, but really a lot is put on the individual meetings with the teams. Now, what was maybe the toughest question that was posed to you during the meetings? You don't have to say by whom, but what was the toughest one for you to answer?
I don't feel like the toughest questions, but like, why do you choose to play the football? Like, why you love the game of football? Why you want to play the game of football? And, there's different questions about, obviously there's a lot of players out there that have off the field issues, and, you know, explaining those questions of what happened, being open and honest about, you know, different, scenarios that happened, and, you know, just basically just saying like, why you love just general questions of why you love the game of football, and I answer those pretty well.
Did the question come up, obviously, when you look at your career, starting at Florida, going to Maryland, ending up at Cal, did the question come up of why did you bounce around so much in college? And if so, you know, how do you answer a question like that?
You know, obviously, you look at my background, teams are looking at my past, and I don't really feel that, you know, any player that I got invited to the combine, I've been at three colleges. Mm-hmm. So they're like, okay, I mean, what happened here, here, and here? So, you know, that's obviously, you know, a question that was brought up a lot. And, you know, I started out at Florida, you know, left as a true freshman, played there as a true freshman in 05, went to Maryland for 3 years, and things didn't work out there. Then I went to Cal, and Cal's, in, you know, in the middle of nowhere next to Pittsburgh, but obviously, you know, I had pretty good success here. I had great players around me and great coaches.
Fantastic. Josh Portis is a quarterback getting ready for the NFL draft, and one of the teams that did meet with you at the Combine was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What impression did you get from the Bucs when you went and sat down and you got a chance to talk with Raheem Morris and Mark Dominic, their general manager?
I talked to the quarterback coach, them as well, and, you know, they were just asking me questions, the knowledge of the game, and, you know, I feel like when you meet with every team, you know, it's a little bit intense. You don't know what to expect, but, you know, you just got to be yourself and answer the questions as best as you can and just have fun with the process because it's a one-in-a-lifetime experience.
Did the Bucs, when you sit down with them, obviously meeting with their quarterback coach, they're looking at you as a quarterback. They already have Josh Freeman. They have Josh Johnson, who they're very secure with as a backup. And they have Rudy Carpenter as the third quarterback. Did you sense a genuine interest from the Buccaneers when you sat down and talked with them?
Yeah, I mean, I sensed the genuine interest. Obviously, I think, you know, when a team comes and wants to talk to you and wants to meet with you, there's an interest there. Actually, I know Rudy from playing against him. He was at Westlake, and I was at Taft High School in California. So, I mean, if I landed up there, it would be real interesting. But, yeah, I mean, I just saw a genuine interest. They interviewed me multiple times and asking me various questions. So I have no problem being a Buccaneer.
And we wouldn't have a problem having a guy with your athletic ability. And actually, when you look at the quarterbacks that the Bucs have, you know, Rudy Carpenter's more of a pocket passer, but, you know, Josh Freeman's got a lot of athletic ability, and Josh Johnson the same way. So obviously you fit the mold of what the Buccaneers look for in a quarterback. Hey, real quick before I let you run, you know, you're coming into the NFL. Obviously, a rookie quarterback coming in is going to be – it's going to take some time to develop and become a true NFL-style quarterback. You're coming into an NFL, though, now with a lockout, with uncertainty, with the players arguing with the owners. As long as the lockout's going on, you're not going to have a chance to work out with the team to hurry up your development process. You know, have you thought about that once you're drafted and how you're going to be able to quickly – take in an offense, learn an offense, and start developing as a quarterback in the NFL?
Definitely. I mean, when you play the quarterback position, you got to dive into that playbook. And obviously, it's going to hurt you or it's going to hinder your process if, you know, you can't, you know, get the plays and the schemes and formations and what you got to do your job because you won't be able to because there's a lockout. And as the time wears on, the season's getting closer and closer, and you still haven't done that, then obviously it's going to make the situation transition a little bit more tougher than what it usually is.
Well, we look forward to hearing your name that draft weekend. Maybe it is with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and if it is, I'll be the one you talk to, hopefully right after you're drafted. I look forward to speaking to you that weekend, and I look forward to a great career from you, a fantastic athlete, a great quarterback, and a great kid. Josh, appreciate your time, and good luck with the rest of this. What is it? We got about a month and a half left. And then you'll be on an NFL roster. How about that?
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, you got it. Josh Portis joining us here on The Sports Animal.